over the hosting Kansas City Redhawks right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have your second half action on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. 12-6, Lakers lead Kansas City.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb area farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
Are all the major breaches of people's personal information making you nervous? It's not a matter of if your personal data will be breached, it's when and how severe it will be. This is Cindy Cruzy from Thumb National Bank. Ask anyone who's had their identity stolen to see how difficult it is to get your financial life back. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company suggests you get some form of credit monitoring system as an insurance policy for your credit and financial health. One great option is secured checking with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. Not only does secured checking automatically and constantly monitor your credit, there's many other benefits as well, such as cell phone insurance, accidental death insurance, 24-hour-a-day credit monitoring, just to name a few. Stop by any location of Thumb National Bank and start protecting you and your family today with secured checking. Thumb National Bank and Trust, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as the first half is in the books. And now on to the second. Lakers leading 12-6 over the hosting Kansas City Redhawks. Of course, this is a rematch from week number 5. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us through other area games.
At halftime, Deckerville dismantling Morris 38-0. In the first quarter, Bellevue was beating Lawrence, and the reason we tell you that is Deckerville and Morris, the winner, will play one of those two teams. Looks like Bellevue at this point. North Huron leads Bay City All Saints 30-22 late in the first half, just about a minute to go. And in 11-player, Powamo Westphalia and New Lothrop are tied at 14 apiece. We tell you that because the winner of this game plays the winner of that game. We knew Saginaw Novell was leading Harbor Beach at the half 14-6, and Lincoln Alcona was beating Hillman 30-16 at the half. If Harbor Beach were to win, they would go on and play the winner of Hillman and Lincoln Alcona.
As Lakers kicks off to start the second half, Cassidy won the toss to begin the game. He elected to defer as this kick goes all the way back to the 7-yard line brought in by Brennan Hamilton. Diving forward almost out to about the 18-yard line before that one is brought down. And Cass City will start their first drive of the second half at their own 19-yard line as this second half is being brought to you by Peterbilt.
Good special teams kick there by Lakers. A low squib kick, a sort of a bullet, and it just skips around down the field and goes right by Brennan Hamilton. He's got to retreat and go pick up that football just to turn around and rumble forward for something. So good special teams play there by Lakers out of the half. Long field ahead for Cass City, and they start this half in the wing tee.
As a handoff coming around the right side to Brennan Hamilton, has a lead blocker out to the 25, still at his feet at the 30, and finally brought down. And looks like about the 29-yard line, brought down by number 20, James Dube, outside linebacker for the Lakers, and Brendan Wisner, number 12.
Yeah, Brendan Wisner's able to make that tackle for Lakers, but a good run there by Brendan Hamilton to start this half. He takes the pitch. He's the left back in that wing tee, coming all the way across the formation around the right-hand side, and if Wisner doesn't clean him up, he's able to turn that into a big gain. Nonetheless, actually, they're going to give him 10 yards, Clark, and gave him a first down.
So at the 30-yard line, it's a handoff, this time coming to Nick Perry, number 3, through the middle, gets out for a hard-fought 2 yards, maybe 3. He's somewhere on the bottom of the pile as that front line of Lakers scoops him up after 2 yards. Second down, 8 yards to go, maybe even 7. As they're out to the 32-and-a-half-yard line. 11:16 left in the third. It's Lakers leading 12-6. Cassidy on the first drive of the second half.
Preston Warren, one of many Laker defenders in on that tackle. Just a dive play for Nick Perry. He's the middle back in that wing tee. He goes straight ahead for very little gain on first down, maybe 2 yards.
And it's a handoff to Brennan Hamilton. His spins across the first down marker at the 40 and all the way down. Brought down at the 41-yard line, brought down by number 55, Brady Smith. For the Lakers, after an 11-yard gain, move the chains for Cassidy.
Yeah, number 12, Brennan Wisner is the one to hit him first, 55. Brady Smith cleans him up, the senior defensive lineman. But Brennan Hamilton, that same play they started the half with around the right side, successful again, and is able to get Cassidy a first down.
First and 10 for the Cassidy Redhawks. Handoff to number 5, Luke Stern, coming around the left side, and Lakers brings him in for the tackle for a loss of 3 yards, and a flag flies late after the play. As looks like Andrew Siegfried and number 26, Corey Minetti, in on the tackle. And there's a flag. He's right at the 38-yard line as well, and the Cassidy sidelines like it.
You're absolutely right, Clark. Corey Minetti makes the tackle. I'm not sure if he was hit late or if they've seen a face mask, but nonetheless.
Face mask against the Lakers.
He did not signal personal fouls, so it's going to be of the 5-yard variety.
So they're going to walk off 5. Nope, they're marching. Oh, okay, so 5. So 5 yards out to about the 43-yard line. First and 7 to go for the Cassidy Redhawks. First down marker inside Laker territory at the 49-yard line. They're at the Cassidy 43. 10.5 to play in the third. They trail by 6 points to the Lakers. And we have whistles and we have official timeouts. They're trying to square this one away as everyone seems still a bit confused.
I think they're trying to make sure they actually marked off 5 yards.
So Congress is in session, still have not passed anything. Although we are not looming in a government shutdown. All right, all systems are a go.
He's got a 1 in the hand up in the air. I think he wanted to make sure that it was still first down. First down and 8 officially marked for Cass City.
Handoff right up the middle to Nick Perry. He rumbles out across the 45, finally brought down to the 47-yard line for a 4-yard gain. And second down, 4 yards to go for Cass City.
Nice run by Nick Perry. Powerful run. He's tripped up by number 20, James Dubes, who's actually on the ground. He's able to kind of grab that foot and slow down Nick Perry and tackle him that way. Nice gain.